Nobody wants to ride this pony.
Hey, well, if there's one thing I've learned in my 48 years, is there is always somebody who will ride a pony. Whether it's Tony the dog with her inverted tail friggin' dry humping that dude.
Ben hasn't been laid in over 15 years, so obviously that's not true.
But somebody had slept with Ben, so see, there's always someone that will sleep with anything.
Oh, guys, it's 5 o'clock. Workday's over. Orgy! Did we just solve race? Did we just solve racism?
Oh, my God.
Dude, somebody...
Yeah, Martin Luther King Jr. is a bitch compared to you. All my people, where you at?
I'm the one who can screw it up because you call me first or something. Because Mitch has dropped off plenty of times when doing this, and it doesn't seem to screw it up. So well, I think it's like well, the first person to call.
It's audio.
We're recording, but we're not getting. We didn't get my claps. Like I said, the claps are random. We get randomly. We get the clap. And with that, welcome to the next evolution of Man Points. We shed the shackles of feminism, beat back depression of political correctness, give her unfiltered opinion about all things from pop culture to politics. And in the end, we find out who stands true or proud or who has just a simple little STD Sally and gets a mushroom stamp to the forehead. So crawl in your safe space, curl up your security blankets, and prepare to be triggered because our opinions don't care about your opinions. Not sitting in the room with me, Wes, is in the basement. Come on, we know. It's you. You're number two.
Hey, it's... Tragedy, Mitch.
And wiping the glistening lip we have.
What? I didn't even touch my lip. Leland.
Yeah, you did. It was about to drip off.
Oh, my God. Nice touch with having Mitch's picture in the background or in the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, do I have to go this way to kiss him? Dude, so I was saying about this possible sponsor for us. Now, hopefully this isn't the case. But if not, this is a great pro tip that I'm sure plenty of other people have thought of, but just occurred to me.
Yeah, don't wait till 240 to figure out how to do it right.
No. I was going to say, depending upon what type of sponsorship, I don't know. Like, you know, some of them, you can get paid just for a straight up ad read, right? You know, you can get paid based on, like, you know, when they're like, enter Rush at checkout to receive 10% off. And like, obviously, you know, that then people know that this was someone that came directly to the website from Rush or TESD or whatever. Like, that's why they have affiliate codes. So let's say that this, you know, this sponsor that we're currently in the works talking to, let's say they offer us one of those, you know, like basically an affiliate link based on how much they sell. Did you know, at the very least, they're going to sell 4 of them? Because I'm going to buy one. You're going to buy some just to use our own affiliate link. So they can do this just to like, they're like, hey, there's 4 to 5 guys on this show. So if we reach out and sponsor them and we give them affiliate link and we base, you know, what we pay them based on the sales, we're at least making 5 sales. And they do this to all these small podcast YouTubers. And they're basically just making 1 sale at a time.
Basically, yeah, we're paying $150 for $50 whiskey because they want to make their money off of it.
I mean, are you not going to buy some if they sponsor us?
Dude, I'm going to buy more than one because everybody's getting it in gifts. Especially because we're going to be suckered in thinking we're getting a discount, so we're going to just keep buying this crap.
So, right, it's a genius business, man.
Have you met the people in our podcast? It's going to be well more than one a day.
I don't know. I feel like maybe if we could get sponsored by something lower than Natty Light. If we're going to say, we are not a scotch podcast. We're not a whiskey podcast. We're not even a rum or a vodka. We're Natty Light. We're a Natty Light pod.
Dude,
that's who we need. That's our listeners.
MagDog 2020 just came out with a new flavor. We're your guys. If anybody's your guys, Mad Dog, we're your guys.
Well, or what Thunderbird. Is their new flavor? Not crap?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. It was some ridiculous, like, and it's just a short-run flavor, like, thing. And I just laugh because, first off, Mad Dog 20 trying to make a seasonal special just... No. your Mad Dog. Dude, it all tastes the same. It's like Kool-Aid. Regardless of the color, it tastes the same.
There's seasonal specials where it just says November on it, December on it.
I wish it was like a pumpkin spice Mad Dog. I'd buy it.
I think they do. I want to say I've seen in Kroger, like, blueberry Mad Dog.
If only
I don't know. I've not had Mad Dog since I was a teenager. Not even in my 20s. It's been since I was a teenager.
Oh, grown-ups don't drink Mad Dog. Because for a dollar more, you can get real wine.
Good grown-ups, dude.
Poor grown-ups.
Good grown-ups.
Yeah. I would emphasize poor grown-ups.
I don't even, but is that even like your destitute drink of choice? Like, dude, if I see a homeless guy on the side of the street and he's drinking some like Natty Light, some Milwaukee's Best, I'm like, all right, man, he's doing okay. Like, I'm, you know what? He doesn't need my money. If I saw him drinking a Mad Dog, I'm giving that dude $20. If if for some odd reason you're homeless and you're listening to us and you really want to play on our rich white guilt, just do drink Mad Dog 2020. Like, still keep it in the, you know, do it with class.
Well,
keep
no,
it in a brown paper bag, but just less a little so we can see it.
Really think about everything we're saying on this right now. So Mad Dog has to sell. You market to your customers. How do they market to homeless and 16-year-olds?
And there's got to be some underground YouTube market that we're not aware of. Jake calls
now.
Drink him a Mad Dog 2020.
Now you also got to think about too that 16-year-olds now is like, oh, I got to have Grey Goose or the new Tesla tequila. That our 16 compared to today's 16 way different.
Dude,
I think 16-year-olds in any time period are drinking whatever they can drink.
Yeah, whatever's cheaper.
Do you know how many 16-year-olds? You know how many 16-year-olds are like, bro, this coronavirus is the greatest thing that ever happened. I'm chugging so much free hand sanitizer. I'm wasted.
All right, so it's Mad Dog 2020 Gold, and it's pineapple flavor.
Ew. Oh God.
Dude,
they got peaches and cream, a banana red, orange jubilee, red grape wine, strawberry kiwi, electric melon, blue raspberry. Good call. Leland remembered.
All right.
I mean, it's probably because he picked it. You don't remember stuff unless you buy it. Like, I don't walk by and go, oh, that's a weird flavor, and walk on.
No, I think I remember because is the picture of the flavors – Is the dog, because it's a bulldog,
no,
for Mad Dog 2020, nope, for anybody that doesn't know.
No, it's not.
It's not a bulldog?
That's what they all look like.
Oh, no, they just say MD.
Yeah.
Okay, right, but it was always a bulldog. I want to say the bulldog's head was like a blueberry. How much does it cost? What is the MSRP of a freaking, like, dude, why is that in a bottle?
The bottle costs more than the wine.
Wait.
It should literally be in a Ziploc bag with a straw hole.
Is Mad Dog wine?
Yes.
Yeah,
Mad Dog's wine.
It's always been wine.
Yes. Mad Dog and Thunderbird are both wines.
Strawberry Hill, dude. Wes, you remember Strawberry Hill, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, that was so good.
Yeah, that's how you got. No teenager back in our day had sex unless that chick had enough friggin' Strawberry Hill. You had to be cool like that.
Hell yeah.
You had to roll in with the big bottle and be like, hey, look, I got the real stuff. And she's all over you. It's like a meth head.
I'll tell you what.
For me, it was Zima.
Strawberry Hill was a panty dropper.
Yeah. It turns chicks into meth heads, man. They literally start cracking and tweaking over it.
Dude, how did I not realize that that's what I'm saying, dude. That's
because it's Mad
it's
Dog.
Since even I've had Mad Dog.
I've drank Mad Dog. I've had other wines. Yeah, it's just a thick wine, really. It's gross. It's so gross.
It's the runoff, dude.
I'm already hungover thinking about
other wines. dude, what is for some reason, dude, I thought Mad Dog was
malt liquor.
Yeah, I thought it was malt liquor, dude.
Racist.
No,
I've not, dude. It's so yeah. I guess I'm gonna guess. I'm going to guess that it's been like I probably haven't had Mad Dog since I was 16. It's probably been 22 years.
Nobody has, unless you're homeless. Again, how do you market to these people? Is it just because it's on the low shelf and it's the cheapest?
Maybe they...
Because actually, I haven't seen too many MD 2020 advertisements. Not since I stopped watching G.I. Joe and Thundercats.
Homeless people are short. That's
why it's
on. No, when you're crawling and you're begging.
You don't crawl and beg inside the supermarket. You do that outside.
Well, you got classy homeless? I don't have classy homeless, bro.
We got classy homeless in my neck of the woods.
So do we, but we have a whole lot of homeless here, like a lot. In fact, other cities
ship them in.
Off. Yeah.
What's your number one import? Homeless.
Yep. Homeless people.
Homeless. For
dude,
real.
Why hasn't that become a thing?
On the wine thing, real quick, like. I was reading an article. I don't know if you guys saw it. I think I shared it on the prep page, but there was an illegal winery busted in Alabama.
Yes.
At a sewage plant.
Now
that's where you hide it?
That's some shitty wine.
But, dude, what? First of all,
so it's an Alabama story. It's got to be lower Alabama next to Florida.
Who is like. Like this is, I mean, I get it, right? You think nobody's gonna bother you, but who's like, dude, we're gonna, you know what I think we're gonna do? We're gonna raid Alabama sewage. I mean, dude, I don't know, dude. Maybe they're turning sewage water. They're turning black water into wine, dude. This is Alabama Jesus.
Do you want to know how archaic?
That's what it is, dude.
You want to know how archaic their laws are, though? The setup, the picture of the setup. I don't know if everybody can see this that's watching videos, but most home brewers. Have way more. They're making 5 gallon batches. Doesn't even look like 5 gallons. Like maybe 2.5. This is your illegal winery that makes national news. I'm not talking local news. National news. Illegal winery. The guys are making like 5 gallons of wine.
So you have to sell it, right? That's the illegal part. Like you can make wine in your garage, right?
That I don't know. Because Alabama up until what? Like I want to say not even 10 years ago, you couldn't homebrew beer. It was illegal.
Because it was what, old bootleg? Old bootleg laws?
It's the South. It's all archaic freaking alcohol laws. But so now it's legal, but you got but beer is beer because of the ABV is much lower than wine. Once you get to a certain part, you can't call yourself beer anymore, and that's where this comes into play. So I'm guessing because of alcohol content, you probably can't make homemade wine.
Dude, why when you go to like those deep South, those deep South states, Alabama, and the ilk, and they have these archaic liquor and alcohol laws. It's so unfair because I feel that if you live in Alabama, you need to be drunk more than 50% of the time just to live in that state.
Do you realize that America is now the Alabama of the globe?
Yes.
You know what, though? We can still kick every other country's ass.
I mean,
again, our sister.
Honey Boo Boo is like our number one exported television show. So,
dude, Honey Boo Boo, like, no, she's not even anything more, dude. It's all about Mama June.
She used to be something, but now she's all thin.
I haven't watched it.
She's still a crackhead.
But the Moonshiners got their own TV show on Discovery, I think. It's an actual show.
Well, now you can most of the distribution laws are so light now. Anybody can make booze. So yeah, I've seen the one that he's talking about. I'm like, but you can legally do that now. Unless you sell it, you have to have a license. Yeah. But you can make it in most places.
Yeah, dude, and they'll make a show about it. You know what we need to do along with wasting our own money on buying whiskey when we get this affiliate link is we need to be contacting like True TV and all these really low brow garbage TV networks, and we can make our own podcasting reality show for them. And I think what we do is we tell them, like, listen, they just need to send us one camera and we'll record it, and they can edit it and put it out. And then they can, that could be the cost of the reality TV show. Like, they have reality TV shows about the dumbest things, and it's so cheaply made. Why not?
We are a reality TV show. We just record the end of the show when we're going to talk about all the stupid ass things that either A, we did, we saw, or we deal with. So we are kind of a reality show. We're just marketing ourselves wrong.
You mean not at all. Dude, have you watched this, what is it, 60 days, 90 days in, where these people voluntarily lock themselves up in prison?
No, because...
To like, they get little missions.
No, because I don't like exploitation videos.
Of the prisoners or of the
special
middle class
community,
white people,
the special needs community that feels like this is a good idea. Because
when
I say retard, that's the people I'm talking about. All right, I'm not talking about mentally handicapped. Like, I'm talking about idiots who are like, hey, I'm gonna do 69 days in jail. Yeah, you go get raped for free. Have fun.
If I'm gonna get raped, I'm gonna charge for it. How dare you do it for free?
Oh, no,
you know what? They're actually being paid to get raped.
This is where we differ. He's already thinking about receiving.
Ooh,
I wasn't talking about receiving.
You're not even in charge in your own household. If you think you're going to run the prison block, I got a bridge to sell you, Wes.
Oh, dude, no. Day one, I'm going to go to the biggest guy and hump his ass.
Ooh.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah.
His leg?
Dude,
you're supposed to dominate, correct?
I would pay for that.
You think punching a prisoner in the face makes you the man in the courtyard? No. You better bring your full game.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
If you're going to dominate, how do you dominate? Just punch him in the face? Anybody can do that.
You're not dominating in prison. You're not dominating in prison. I'm sorry. It's not happening. You're literally a handicapped short guy that weighs 110 pounds.
You think that matters?
Yeah,
but
it's all muscle.
Rule number one in any fight, you can win any fight you want as long as you're meaner.
Yeah, with your eyes closed.
You can win any fight if you just strip down naked and do it.
Well, first off, I'm kicking him in the dick. Rule one.
That doesn't work in prison. See, that's the thing. No, but see, that's the thing, because we've talked about this. If you know for a fact in a street fight, this guy is just going to mop the floor with you, you always have the backup plan. If you're an alley, obviously, if you can't fight him, you can run away. But if even that isn't an option, we've talked. Strip down naked, start trying to furiously masturbate. And that's probably going to deter
not in prison.
Anyone. Exactly.
Not in prison.
So it doesn't work there.
In prison, that's what we call in the podcasting term is marketing.
Like, bro, is this a freaking competition? He's just like, finally, dude, one of my own guys. And this is the same thing I got locked up for. What if that's what sends you to jail, dude? This dude's about to freaking whoop the crap out of you. We're talking bigger than the bodybuilder that married the sex doll from last week's episode. If you missed that episode, go back. It was a jewel. Bigger than that guy. So you start doing that, right? Let's even make it slightly less crass. We're going to take out the furiously masturbating part. Let's table that part. So you just start stripping down naked. And you're like, come get me. Come get me. He runs off. But as he runs off, dude, right behind him, school, bunch of children on recess. Now you're in prison because you were just trying to not get your butt whooped and your job lost. I'm not molester.
No, no, I'm not. I don't have to worry about that. That ain't going to happen to me.
You're not worried.
No, I'm a white guy. I'm going to play the Brock friggin' case and get like 6 months probation. Maybe.
You're not rich. You're not rich enough.
So
you've only got half.
Yeah, that's good.
Actually, you've got one third of the, no, a quarter. So, you're white.
So you're saying the real disparity in America is. So you're saying the real disparity in America is the difference between rich and poor, not race or gender.
Are you kidding me, dude? Is it income inequality that's the biggest determining factor in how things and punishments and crime are doled out? It's not about being black or white or Asian or Hispanic. It's about money.
Did we just solve racism?
Holy crap.
Oh my god,
dude. Somebody
Martin Luther King Jr. is a bitch compared to you.
a rich one, though. Yeah, and see how it ended for him. Oh, man, dude. We need to get this out to the media. Maybe if we let AOC know.
Honestly, she's about the only one who really would push for it, that side of the like, really making that a point. The rest of them don't want to. They're rich. They ain't gonna, like, hey, they don't want you to know they got the free ride. Whoa. But she's not as rich as they are. She's all right telling you, like, hey, rich people get the free ride.
She's well on her way. And, dude,
she'll
point,
be loaded by the time she leaves.
Right. So we've discussed this, that we think that AOC is a bona fide idiot. She's bat crap crazy. Horrible ideas. Bad person. But a person so far of integrity. She sticks to her horribly skewed moral compass very well. I will give her that. So what
she
is
believes what
about?
She's saying. She's because, not there just to be a politician. Right. Like, she legitimately believes everything. Right. I got to respect that a little bit.
Mitch
fell down
and
can't get up.
Her,
hang on. I just heard it.
I was going to say, dude, it did sound like he just rolled down some stairs.
Mitch is like, coming.
Dude, God only knows what he slipped on.
Ooh.
Dude, but what's the dollar amount? What's the is it a dollar amount? It's like, right, it's like money plus time, and that's when your ideals and integrity go out the window. It's like, how much money does someone like an AOC need to be worth?
It's just money. It's not even time. If you gave her $10 million today, she's suddenly a regular Democrat. Or she might even, $10 million, she might even become a Republican. We don't know.
Is it but all right.
Because
so
once she gets it taxed and realize she lost half of it.
I genuinely don't think, I was going to say, I genuinely don't think she's intelligent. I'm sorry, dude. I genuinely think she's an idiot. I don't think she's, I think she is of below average
she's
intelligence.
She's picking and choosing her fights now, which is smart.
I just think she also knows how to play the crowd.
No, she does, but I'm saying I think she's not a smart individual. I think she's not, but she can't be so stupid as to not know that if she continues to do what she's doing, she will get rich off of that.
Oh no, that's and she's already getting the offers.
So right, so how do you or how does any person
but
continue
she didn't make it on that committee,
to,
which means she didn't accept any of the offers.
No, dude, that was a snub from Pelosi, bro.
Right, because she's not taking any of the bribes. She's not playing the game and becoming the same.
I don't
yet.
I don't think it was the same bribes yet. No. That's not at all what it was. It wasn't like not taking a bribe. She publicly was freaking snubbing and talking trash about Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, but dude, everybody does. You're supposed to. Have you seen that?
Dude, I'll give her credit, dude. I'll give AOC credit for calling for Pelosi to be ousted.
Like I said, I hate all her ideas. I do. She's an idiot. But I can't besmirch her too much because, man, there ain't too many politicians that legitimately tell you what they believe and wholeheartedly, regardless of the situation, stick by that. Very, very few. The closest one to that is actually Trump. Yeah. Trump and AOC on some of that is very similar. They're going to tell you what they believe and stick by it.
Two peas in a pod.
All right, enough politics.
Dude, do we have any of the clips?
I just want leaked images. That's what I want.
She's not hot, dude. She's not hot. She's not hot. She's not hot.
She's not hideous yet.
Dude, if that's the freaking bar, like, what are you, a deployed E2?
She's not hideous.
Well, she's not hideous. You're making it sound like she's like this grotesque thing that's like, if she ever came, like, oh, God. I can't believe anybody.
Dude, I'm not. Dude, I will say this. AOC is an average to, I think, above average looking woman.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying she's gorgeous.
No. Dude, people do. They act like she's a freaking 10.
Because
she's not.
Well, technically, she is currently
deployed.
Well, in
the political
realm,
sea
of blue hair. Of course she looks hot compared to everything she's around. She is a deployed babe in the middle of a friggin' compound. That's what she is. You know how many friggin' of those dudes are running around like, oh. You think they play deployment games in Congress?
God, I hope not. Because if they do, that means Feinstein and friggin' Pelosi are bells of the ball.
Dude, yeah, speaking of Feinstein, oh my God, she's lost her marbles. You know that, right?
Dude, it's been.
Yeah. No, I mean... No. I mean, like, for real. She's, her cognitive thinking has gone out the window. In fact, all her aids and whatnot have to make her look good. She's making weird claims.
I got one more quick political thing to say before we get on to the next thing that Lita wants to. So it's official now. Soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians.
Dude, I was just going to bring it up.
The Space Force is now known as Guardians. So it is literally,
Guardians.
As per Pence, it is now soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians.
Dude.
Guardians.
Hold on. Did those images of their rank that I've been seeing floating around the internet, are those real?
I don't know. I still can't get over the Star Trek flag.
Like, I can't get over
the Star
Guardians.
Trek. I haven't seen the thing about the
Guardians.
The
Guardians.
Dude, it's like my friggin', like a 16-year-old kid named this thing. Like, here I made you a flag, and we're gonna call ourselves the Guardians.
Dude, but dude, like, I don't know. I think that's
cadets,
cool. Like, what else are we supposed to call them?
Even I can deal with the Guardians.
Commando's already a thing. Cadets already a thing. It has to be something new.
It's just, I don't know. To me, it just sounds so, it almost sounds like a fairy tale, bro. Like, think about it, really. We now have a Space Force, the Guardians. It's just the concept.
Okay.
I can't
read.
Like, I just find it funny.
Dude, what do you think?
And I'm not saying
it's
not
even. What about when people went, airman? Air man? What does he fly? Was he a space boy? I mean, shouldn't he be called spaceman? Space soldier?
Spaceman? I could go with
that. I mean, like, spaceman?
Over a Guardian?
I could go with I could get with spaceman in the fact the way you say seaman. I could, like, you. I'm sure they will be called spacemen, like, in that type of term, but seaman is not a rank. It's a way that you describe all those people. Or, you know, it's what Mitch does on a Friday night.
I just found it to be hilarious. True. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. I'm weird that way.
Oh, no, dude, it is hilarious, and because literally they're Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
even
I mean, that's where I was going. Like, it's so, everything about it sounds so pop culture, it's ridiculous.
Guardians of the Galaxy, I wasn't going to bring this up and think this. I know, Wes, you're tracking the big news about Guardians of the Galaxy, right? You have to know.
Not necessarily sure right now where you're going with it.
Goodness. Star-Lord. Is now bisexual.
Oh, I did catch a little bit. I just didn't care about it. In the comics.
Dude, I mean,
they're going to bring
it
over.
I don't care either.
But actually,
dude,
how's Chris Pratt going to act on that one?
I don't care either, because Marvel comics are trash. Most comics are trash. Dude, I went from 10 years ago, probably, you know, buying $100 worth of Marvel comics a month at my local comic shop to now about $10 a month because there's just nothing worth reading. DC's a little better. But dude, it's in the comics, so I don't care. But dude, I can't help but think a big part of this is just to give Chris Pratt the finger.
I was thinking, that's because what I thought. Are you going to try to get Chris Pratt to play that game?
Well, dude, because every single time, and I get that people know, you know, the majority of people know Star-Lord from the movies. I saw multiple articles. I read very few of them, but multiple articles about Star-Lord. Marvel confirmed Star-Lord is bisexual. It was never a picture of a comic book character, Star-Lord. It was always a picture of Chris Pratt. And not even with the mask on. Like, they wanted you to see Chris Pratt. They didn't want you to see, because, dude, Star-Lord, and I know Wes knows this, has had many different costumes and iterations over the years. But, it was always Chris Pratt standing there, no face mask on, standing there.
Well, he's also
Star-Lord, confirmed
bisexual.
He's
also the first Star-Lord that actually had any kind of popular appeal. Star-Lord,
oh,
and,
no,
like,
no, no, no.
Bogus
I know.
Kong,
I,
like, that
dude,
was really, like, Marvel's like, the only thing we have rights left we can make a movie with are these weirdos that nobody cares
about.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, but it's definitely a slight against Chris Pratt.
Oh, no, I know exactly.
Yeah,
I agree.
There's absolutely
because,
no way that's not. And then they all
yeah.
want his comment.
Oh, well, like, I mean, you never know. He might just say, hey, I'm out. He doesn't, I mean, he doesn't have to be Guardian of the Galaxy anymore.
Let's throw something your way, Leland.
Oh, is this?
People come to my house and they see my ribbons and they say, oh, you've won all these ribbons at dog shows, but they rarely ask if I'm the dog. I've won quite a few. This is the High Point Award for Puppy Palooza, and then these two are the best ones I have because these are my two best in shows. I got these at DomCon. My name is Tony, and I'm a human pup.
I'm Andrew.
All right. I don't want to talk about Andrew too much yet.
Well, we'll get to Andrew, but
and just
for
those.
Goodness.
But I hit pause a little two seconds too early. So Andrew's the puppy's boyfriend.
No, puppy's husband.
Our husband.
Yeah.
So just if those of you, of course, you couldn't see the visual. So Tony is a trans man, trans dog.
But is she really a trans man? Because that's the part that I keyed in on. Because she's like, because he says, can I, because later in the video, the husband's like, is it okay if I out you? Or whatever it was he said.
Completely.
Yeah. And she goes, yeah. He goes, well, since he, I'm like, he, it's a chick that got a short haircut and changed her name to Tony. That's it. That's all she did.
Absolutely. Dude, the thing that I found, like, all right, so, because we're
doing
so much stuff.
She's not even really trans.
No, dude, this is one of your, like, dude, like, freaking trans trenders, right? They just want to be, dude, listen, 100% of chick, dude, she's not even, she's got boobs.
And showing them off. Like, it's not like she was doing anything to wrap them or hide them or anything.
Yeah, no. Like, they're not, like, double D giant freaking titties or nothing.
But they
ain't
tiny.
Like, no. She is absolutely wearing form-fitting clothes that shows off her boobs. Freaking, you know. So first of all, no, dude. You're not a transgender man. Dude, it reminds me, these days, transgender is like in The Office. I declare bankruptcy. I declare I'm a man.
Yeah,
nothing about it.
Okay, Elliot Page.
No, but just so we can go a little deeper, Leland sent all of us a 10-minute video of a couple that are sharing their love together, and he's making fun of it.
Dude, it is the best 10 minutes. It's the best 10 minutes of video I've ever seen. So this person, Tony, trans man, trans dog, is a dog. Like, let's start at the very freaking beginning. How are you both? How are you trans man, trans dog? Like, pick a lane. Like, how
a human
are you
being.
Both of those things?
Because she admitted to that, too, at one point.
She did.
As a human being,
arrest her.
I can do what I want, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, but you're not. You should be in the pound, right? If you truly.
This is. all right. So for those who are like, dude, she's just, like I said, long hair and once like half shaved head, dude. Really, dude, all she looks like, which she's not, which is funny. She just basically looks like your timidest, like, rad femme lesbian, except she's straight. Because she's married to a man.
Is she straight, or is her husband going to get arrested for bestiality?
Dude, all right. If we're going to walk
this game all the way out, let's go with today's thing. And you are a dog. I will concede that. Therefore, your husband's a bestiality guy.
Time out, bro. How could you possibly miss the joke of saying if we're going to walk this? Dog, come on, man, come on, dude. It was right in front of you.
Yeah, can you walk a dog that can stand up and tell you no?
All right. So they also own actual dogs.
Well, yeah, of course he owns an actual dog. Stop being so judgmental, Leland.
Which they have a term for. Bio-dog. And he refers, the husband refers to the real dogs they own. And she corrects him. She goes, I'm a real dog. You mean bio-dog. The same way the trans community says biological male or female. Dude, Wes, is there even one iota of doubt in your mind that the husband has not had sex with a dog before?
I thought about the second that dog came by on the couch, jumped on the couch, and went, oh, they got a real dog. He's humping the damn dog.
Absolutely. If he has not had sex with this dog, he has definitely had sex with lots of other dogs. The only reason he's with her.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only reason he's with his trans dog husband.
His trans dog man.
Yeah, his trans dog husband. Which she doesn't even have an appendage there. Like, she puts on a fake tail. Why didn't she put on a fake dick?
Dude, I love the fact, though.
It's a dildo.
Her fake tail. It's an inside-out dildo. She's like, at least she shaved it down so it did look like a tail. She's like, this is a, like, what did you call it, like a dildo holster?
It's not like a sidearm.
It's what
when,
got there?
When she's pegging him, she turns it in the other way.
I guess. Nice and silicone.
Well.
Dude, there's just.
But where my brain really went with this, that I was just like, okay, so besides the fact that she's, I was like, the weirdest thing is the fact that she called herself a trans man and did absolutely nothing. But just like, hey, I am. Like,
no.
Yeah, that's always weird to me. But
there's
a pet play group that they're in and everything, and it's various animals. But all they showed was a horse and a dog.
Two horses.
Yeah, right. There's others out there. So where's the trans hamsters? Where's the trans gerbils? Where's the trans chimpanzee? Where's the trans elephants? Where's the trans hippos? Where's the trans friggin' ants? Where's the trans cats? Where's the trans... Like, this is so much... Endless possibilities. This is amazing.
Dude, to answer your very first question, the trans gerbils are up Richard Gere's ass.
Yes.
The problem is
Richard Gere.
There is no person, human being, that a trans gerbil or hamster can fit in.
I don't know, dude. What if it's a midget?
It's got to be a really tiny midget and a really big dude,
All right,
man.
Here's the thing. How much does the trans gerbil have to go inside of you, though?
We have trans animals. We have trans everything, like trans disabled and all that. Where's the trans midgets?
I identify as someone who's 3'2".
Every time you go in somewhere, you get a stool and you stand on it, so like your chest is at everybody's head level. And they're like, I'm a midget. Do you not understand? Do you not have compassion for me?
Do not see this.
Where's my milk crate? Just walk around the milk crate.
Dude,
and always stand on
if that, it. Dude, if that gets really big, we're going to have to hire normal-sized people for Doober.
We can't tell them no because of the American Disabilities Act.
Yeah, you're right.
So we're screwed.
But this – actually, are we? Because does this now Doober can deal out more of a butt whooping? If it's a trans dwarf.
Duh. It's a Dwoober XL.
Is this a Dwoober?
A Dwoober XL. You know you can get an Uber XL, so you get like the SUVs.
Nice.
We'll just do a Dwoober XL. But personally, I think I'm gonna become a trans giraffe.
Get your neck extended.
But you don't have to. I am trans giraffe right now.
That is true.
Maybe a new haircut. I'm going to part my hair on the other side, so now I'm something different.
I want to point out something that is painstakingly obvious to, like, everyone that's ever seen any of this type of stuff, any of this type of, like, furries that are into the whole sex thing, trans dogs, trans ponies, like, anything, dude, that, like, is some sort of disturbing sexual act. They're all ugly as crap. You don't see hot people doing this. Like, this chick, not attractive. The dude she's married to, not attractive. The dude dressed up like the one guy. So it's two different horses. And I'll give you this.
The 9 foot the guy with all the leather.
Dude, he looked good, man. At least he spent some money. Like that guy had a, like, if you saw, like, basically in, if we tried to take it to like cosplay terms, like, dude, this guy was like top tier, right? This dude like 3D printed his cosplay costume. It looked good, disturbingly good for what it was. But I mean,
it was a gimp suit with hooves.
This was a 100. But then the other horse looked like something your mom made you, like with scraps from the local thrift store. It didn't fit. It was fraying. Like one of the teddy bear's eyes was falling out. He was freaking overweight as all get out. It did not look good. This guy was a trans horse. Like, if I'm going to take this guy seriously, I would take him out behind the barn and I would freaking shoot him and send him to the glue factory. Because nobody wants to ride this pony.
Hey, well, if there's one thing I've learned in my 48 years, is there is always somebody who will ride a pony, regardless of what that pony is.
A female pony.
Any.
Not a male pony.
Dude, I'm new. They're a sick bastard. Whether it's Tony the dog with her inverted tail friggin' dry humping that dude. Somebody's going to do it.
Ben hasn't been laid in over 15 years, so obviously that's not true.
No, he has like an 8-year-old.
Oh, ooh.
Wow. I stand by what I said.
Dude, that did not sound good at all.
Somebody had slept with Ben, so see, there's always someone that will sleep with anything.
Here's a real test, real quick.
Mitch, are you a virgin?
Leland knows what I'm talking about. Right,
Mitch, are you a virgin?
Yes. Yes.
I want the time written down.
For what?
Where Ben had himself an 8-year-old.
Yes. Thank you. Leland caught it. So did I.
What? Other people always catch what other people say.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have thought about it. But
I got to eventually here take care of my sex robot mom, so it's cool.
You said sex robot mom.
Yes.
Sick bastards. All of you.
Speaking of sex, also with that, there's a part where the freaking husband and wife, I'm just going to refer them that way, it's easier, talk about how her being a dog has nothing to do with sex or sexual gratification. Yeah. Freaking right.
Part of it, though, because when they were talking about the little club that meets, she said it in almost a like disappointed manner. Like, yeah, it's a non-sexual. It's solely for like, but just the way, I can't remember how she delivered it exactly, but it was just like, yeah, they don't do sex there. Like,
but
that's
like saying like, hey, We don't have sex on company time. Oh, guys, it's 5:00. Workday's over.
Right, no.
Orgy.
But the way she delivered that was kind of like disappointed. But like when we talked to the furry people at the con, they seemed a little more believable. And this isn't just about sex. We know it's full of crap, but they sold it better.
Yeah,
she did not sell it better.
Yeah,
she sold it as like, yeah, it's not about sex until I'm on all fours.
And that puts her in her puppy space. Dude, so does that make it kind of like an underage thing? Because she was very specific about being in puppy space.
Don't forget about dog years.
So we've proved another thing. That the trans, like, it's full of crap. Because if we're to believe that we have to believe you and treat you as what you say you are, again, husband's going to jail.
Yeah, for having sex with an underage dog.
Yeah. Well, you just go, underage dog. Like, she's done everything. Like, he's broken so many damn laws, and they're just putting it open on the internet. And feds, where are you? FBI, you got one job.
Dude, perfect segue. Tomorrow, after this, I'm going to put in, like, a minimal amount of effort. dude, what do these people do? Like, what type of job do you have, both of them, where you feel, and I feel like the answer is no job at all.
No.
Where you feel comfortable going and giving a 10-minute, it's a 10-minute video about how you dress up and you say you are a dog. What job do you have?
You have two options.
There's no way this.
Hot Topic or Starbucks barista?
I don't even think Starbucks barista. I think tattoo artist. Which
no, did you, no. Would did you get a tattoo from anybody like that? No.
No. But no. That could be. Did you see how you did you pick up on how much of an Iron Man fan she was?
Yeah, I saw the Iron Man puppy mask.
And she had an Iron Man tattoo way too freaking high. She had the arc reactor, and it was like basically right under her freaking neck. So that she got it there so you could see it when she's wearing freaking like a bra or something like that. It should have been much lower. She didn't even do that right.
Should have been on the vajayjay.
Oh.
Dude, first of all, you mean her you mean her female penis?
Well, her hoo-ha. No,
she's definitely fixed.
Dude. Dude, what if they talked about getting her spayed? No, would you get
I no? recommend it. I 100% am behind her being Hold spayed,
on.
Bro.
Hold on. I apologize.
Neutered?
you had it first right. She's already been fixed. He's been neutered. He didn't have any balls.
Dude, I hope that those last two people that can never, ever, ever breed. Ever.
Well, if they listen to Bob Barker.
I'm about to agree with Corona, dude. It's just time to wipe this place off. Just kill us all.
Dude.
Take us out.
I've been saying that for years, Wes.
We're at a point of no return now. We're never getting back to anything remotely functional. Like, we've completely blurred the lines of reality in every aspect of our friggin' world.
I think it's just a small and with that, section of people obviously like these.
It's just, like, we can't even, like, I laugh because I've actually been scrolling through more social media lately just because I find it so entertaining with the comments and stuff. But the direction and the ridiculousness and the inability to make realistic arguments, and everybody just jumps on board and runs with these stupid things. It's driving me nuts. It's ridiculous.
It's not the people that jump that jump on board and run with this stuff. It's that the people that no one in this person's life ever said, "But Cynthia, you're not a dog. You're also not a man."
Oh, no, she's probably been told that. And no. See, right here on CNN, it tells me I can do this.
Maybe she's been told the dog thing. Hasn't been told the man thing. She's not even putting forth the effort, dude. Not even putting forth the freaking effort. Like, if you're an adult and you're going to say you're trans and switch gender, my goodness, man. If you're a dude, shave your face, freaking shave your legs, wear a dress, put on a freaking wig. If you're a woman...
You better
get
look
a short well, haircut.
You want me to treat you like a woman, you better look like a woman. If you want to treat me you like a dude, look like a dude. And I'll probably get your pronouns right. By accident. I won't know.
But this chick who calls herself a trans man is putting zero effort. She's just saying it. Not hyperbole. It's no different than if all three of us just said, "We're women now. I'm a trans woman." Yep. Well, Leland, you haven't even shaved your beard. That's fine.
Dude, she didn't even change her mannerisms when she was walking like a human. Very effeminate all the way around.
Nothing.
But he was kind of effeminate too, so I guess it works.
Dude, her husband seemed like more of a like was freaking like I would have believed that dude was a little more like that. I feel like that dude switched in a little more.
So, I got a question for you guys. Have you seen the newest sport to be added to the Olympics? Because we haven't talked about this, and I don't see enough traction on this, because this is just downright, how do I put this, ridiculous? Breakdancing is now a sport in the Olympics.
Shut up, dude. Shut up.
Dude.
How is that even
finally?
So it's to me, it's just as legit as figure skating.
No, because in figure skating, there are actually
that takes
moves
skill.
Incorporated with, there's like triple axles, double axles, blah, blah, blah.
Sorry, I forgot you guys are excellent break dancers because it just naturally comes to you.
I'm not doing, but like, how is, dude, I would have the same problem if they said ballroom dancing was an Olympic sport. I don't care that it's freaking break dancing.
Well, to me, that's
I'm
all
just saying,
figure skating is. It's ballroom dancing on unstable surface. That's
right.
All it is.
And figure skating is like my upper limit or lower limit, however you want to look at it, of what I will call a freaking sport for the Olympics.
I can't call it a sport. Can't call breakdancing.
No, don't get me wrong.
Well, if there is the Olympics this year, I mean, because, well, you know, it got pushed a year. We were supposed to have it this year. Now we're supposed to have it next year. But, you know, they have all these weird sports, like water polo. Like, come on. Water polo is really
water polo is way better than breakdancing.
It's definitely more of a sport because it's straight athleticism.
It's athletic.
The way I put it is, if somebody has to score you, then it's not a sport.
Right.
It's a beauty
you're
pageant.
Not the one scoring.
It's a competition, but it's a beauty pageant. It's not a friggin' sport. A sport means that regardless of what you say, as long as I'm within those rules and I score a point or my team scores a point, that's a sport.
Can you imagine? Oh, so you're a gold medalist. I got a gold medal in popping and locking. I mean, come on.
Dude, no, what's amazing now, so does this mean high schools and colleges are going to have freaking, like, dude, I freaking lettered in breakdancing. I'm on the varsity breakdancing team.
Yes, I guarantee that is.
Dude, okay. Listen,
so everybody who fells out cheerleading can do that.
You know why this is made a thing, right?
They're
30 years too late.
I'm sorry. Here, hold on. Let me put on my flame suit before I sound it. It's because it's somewhere, some sort of like critical race theory has determined that some non-white ethnicity wasn't getting enough chances at sports. Even though football, baseball,
but
literally every sport other than hockey,
most breakdancers are white or Spanish. Am I right, Wes?
Yeah, probably Puerto Rican. I think is the biggest group.
Telling you, it's mostly
the people that made these decisions don't know that they're looking at 80s movies, and they thought that this was going to help some sort of underprivileged ethnic minority, and that's why they did it. I guarantee you, dude. At the bottom of anything stupid like this is some sort of, like, critical race theory. Guaranteed.
I don't know. I don't play into that, so.
I tell you what. A couple of the judges is going to be LL Cool J and Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum's probably going to
compete. That's a phenomenal point. Who is qualified to score the Olympics in breakdancing?
The Boogaloo Shrimp and Turbo?
Oh, dude, the Fat Boys.
No, dude, you got to go back to breaking two, man. Turbo and the Boogaloo Shrimp.
Yep.
That's
they now have a
so
purpose in
ridiculous.
Life. And Special K, she'll be there too.
Special K.
Yeah, I grew up in the 80s. I know my breakdancing movies.
Yo, MTV Raps is going to be the announcers.
Good, man. I haven't seen Dre and Ed Lover in a long time.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah.
Do you think the cardboard will be provided, or you have to bring your own?
I guarantee there's going to be Olympic-sponsored special.
Recycled cardboard.
This is Olympic-level edition of cardboard. Like, you'll get it melty. It's going to be white with the little rings on it. It's going to cost you, like, $36 for this 4x4 square foot of cardboard.
What are the rules? Like, are they going to have, like, the freaking red circle? I'm sorry. You went outside of that. Is it going to be a dance-off? Dude, is it some freaking straight-up warrior stuff?
I hope so.
Are you going to be going at each other? I mean, I guess you might as well. I have a feeling it's basically just going to be so you think you can dance, but with, you know, medals at the end.
I guarantee they'll have individual, they'll have group, they'll have who can do the worm fastest across the freaking mat.
Speed break dancing.
I'm going to love it for the simple fact that there are going to be a lot of old white people. They're going to lose their gourd just by the soundtracks.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not gymnastics classical. It's going to be straight up, for, like Mitch said, like fat boys and crap.
Here's the real thing. Is the soundtrack,
like in the guitar shop, you know, you can't play Stairway to Heaven and breakdancing no robot.
Dude, you can't have breakdance without a robot. I just wonder how many freaking old timers are breaking out their parachute pants and getting excited.
That's what I'm saying, I'm excited that both of you are contenders.
Let's be real. I'm gonna watch it. Just to see how it goes. I gotta watch it.
Of course I'm gonna watch it.
And that's the real reason they're putting it in there.
Oh, yeah.
They mean skateboarding and BMX riding part of the Olympics, so why not?
Are they? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Well, the biggest thing I think they're doing, they're just chasing down. Nobody wants to watch the luge anymore. You know what I mean? Nobody's watching a lot of these stupid sports, and you're watching like, dude, why? Like, honestly, got it, marathon, don't show it on TV.
I've seen people run before.
Yeah, it's just like, they're still going.
Like I've seen Forrest Gump.
And all it is a Kenyan running after a chicken, so it doesn't matter.
And some white guy at the end of the entire pack.
Running after a chicken.
Because they never talk about the guy who comes in last, but how many times do you think that's a white dude?
Always.
Every time.
If a white dude made it into it.
Correct. If he makes it to the finals.
Not every year has a white dude running. But it's just if he's in there.
Nobody ever talks about the guys who like train their entire life. They get their one shot. They finally go there. They run the marathon. And they're like an hour behind the winner.
See, but that's where you tell people, like later on, you don't bring that part up and just say,
Do you even tell anybody you were in the Olympics at that point? Because somebody's going to ask, how'd you do?
You say you had the 12th best marathon time in the world. No, that's how you say it.
But you wouldn't even be close to that. Even the dead last guy, you're talking, you're still like 50 people competing. You suck when you lose compared to the world.
Number. Balls. No, that's why you use the number. That's why you use the number. And you're all right. So if some guy told me like, dude, I'm the 9,347th fastest marathon runner in the world, I'd be like, well, I'm way, way, way lower than that. That sounds pretty cool.
We're realistic. Like, I would be still in awe. I'm not awed anybody who even gets close to the Olympics. Like, that's just impressive.
Yeah.
But you got to think, when you get to that level and you're like, I am the best, I'm the worst of the best. So I'm the worst.
You lower it down. That's when you start bringing it down into like, I'm the fastest in the Northeast. America. Yeah, Northeast America, Maine. North of the Mason Dixon, south of the Mason Dixon. You break it up into whatever largest group you can.
Dude, you could tell me you won bronze, and I'm going to be that asshole who's going to look at it. Oh, so you lost, and I'm going to walk away.
Yeah,
you're a loser.
You're an embarrassment to the United States of America. If you ain't gold, get out. Matter of fact, from now on, that's what we do. If you go to the Olympics and you don't place first, you don't get gold, you are automatically deported to whichever country won gold.
Oh no, those were other countries that killed you for not taking gold.
Right. No, we don't do that. We just deport you to the country that you lost to.
To train.
For motivation. These guys are now motivated for a reason. Like, you know, if I don't win...
Dude, you know they're all getting deported to Africa. That's a hell of motivation not lose.
The gymnasts are going to Russia or China.
Yeah. Right. Right, exactly.
Dude, Russia can't use – they've been banned from the Olympics, I don't know, the next two Olympics or something. They can't even use their own flag.
Honestly, if they really want to get people back – I think I just walked over Mitch.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't hear him all the way, and then I'm like, oh, wait, When I pause, I catch it. Go ahead, Mitch. Sorry.
That's all right. He doesn't either.
Now, what, Russia is banned for the next two Olympics. They can't even use their own flag. They have to go under, if they want somebody in the Olympics, they have to go under the international team. I don't know, for cheating and doping and, you know, killing off whoever.
I know how to get the Olympics back.
Yeah.
How we can get the Olympics back to being popular again. And I think, first off, we let steroids come into play. If you want to juice up, juice up. Obviously. Let's make this competitive as hell.
Obviously.
But we need to go straight medieval. I want jousting.
Yeah.
I want freaking, like, legit archery. You know, where there's a guy on the other side.
Lions.
Gladiator. Dude, let's bring in the real stuff.
Yeah, obviously.
Or actually, let's just, I mean, every 4 years have a global world war. Find out who's really the champ. Let's do this, man.
Dude, we already know that.
I don't know anymore, bro. We're sitting on
China's going to win.
We can still take it. We can still take it.
We can take anybody individually. That's the problem.
We can three-peat.
But, I mean, that's how we should do the superiority thing. Just like the presidential stuff. And the elections should come down to the last top two people in the ring. MMA style.
Royal Rumble. Yep. Yeah, Royal Rumble, bro.
Yeah. You want to make this country manly again? That's what we do. We would kill our week off.
Royal Rumble.
Life would be good.
I'm all for it, man.
There's no such thing as transporter.
That is my vote. It is. We just keep inoculating the people we want to die.
Dude, I have a distinct feeling it's not going to work. Even
you talking about the vaccine? One of the things that they said, they have 10 million doses that are getting sent over, right? Why are we giving it to everybody who doesn't have COVID? Let's just give it to all the people that have it, like the day one. Like say we get the shipment tomorrow, and everybody they know was a positive, just freaking hit them hard with it. And then
I don't think that's how it works.
No, that's the way they've been selling it. You can already be symptomatic and get it.
Yesterday, they had an emergency meeting in the UK. They have a new strand out.
So really? There's 17 new strains? Really,
yeah, there is a new strain, and they don't know if the vaccine's going to help. I'm like, well, I knew this was
going to
happen.
It's going to become the flu.
Say that
well,
it does
it's
or
going
not.
To yes. become the flu. That's all it is. And that's that's one of those arguments I laugh at people that they're like, I'm not getting the vaccine because I know people get the flu and still end up with the flu. It's like, yeah, to actually get inoculated from the flu, you're getting like 100 different like there's over 100 freaking flu strains. They only do 3 strains. So yeah, you're probably still going to get it. That's just a dumb argument because it just tells me that people don't know basic science. You know what I mean?
What?
It just blows my mind. Like, you do know there's more than a flu.
There's
more than a COVID already and has been.
Wait. Are you saying there's 18 other versions?
No, because there's not 18 other versions.
There's nothing past 19, though, right? There's no COVID 20.
I just want to make sure that you do understand that that's because of the year 2019. It's COVID 19. Not there's 18 others.
There's
don't give the Trump defense on this.
There's 20 versions.
No.
Are we about to have 20? Are we about to have COVID 21?
There's hundreds of versions.
Oh, dude! But yeah,
I can't wait till people realize that. Like, how many COVIDs are there? Hundreds. Oh, by the way, I've already been inoculated for a COVID. H1N1.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That was a COVID.
So there's a new COVID every year?
Not every year, but most times, yes. There's actually multiple in a year. There's probably 3 or 4 right now that aren't even being talked about.
Right. Now, this is the second version.
How many COVIDs do I need to avoid?
You've got to avoid all the COVIDs. That's easy.
Well, you know there's going to be an in-virus purchase. I mean, you can only play so much to unlock. But you have
to buy the battle,
you're going to have to pay.
The COVID battle pass, the premium COVID battle pass.
You do. You have to buy. You have to buy the virus pass.
I like Mitch because Mitch just labeled our or named our freaking episode the In Virus Purchase.
The In Virus Purchase, bro. Oh man.
Nobody likes those in virus purchases, bro. Pisses you off every time. You thought you got it, and then damn it, you got to upgrade.
I paid $50 for this, and you're telling me I got to pay more?
They've already told you they're going to get a booster shot, so it's definitely got in virus purchases.
That yeah, true. I mean, EA has built to make their money somehow.
Built-in obsolescence, bro.
Did you get yours upgraded yet? Nope, I just got the COVID-19. I ain't got the 20 yet. I got to get upgraded next month.
Bro, that DLC just dropped, bro. That DLC just dropped.
Hey, do you get a new skin with virus purchase?
It literally did just drop in the UK. I mean, they did have an emergency meeting. It's scaring the shit out of everybody.
Well, people get scared easily.
I mean, it's still pretty ugly. I mean, if the numbers are true and it's 3,600 dying a day, that's significant off of one viral thing. It's just we haven't figured out how to fix it. It's not going to be a vaccine. It's going to be some simple, like, oh, there's a special Tylenol. You're good.
Oh, dude, maybe we should drink water.
You know what? Nine in 10 that have been hospitalized and nine out of 10 that have died all are vitamin D deficient, and nobody's talking about vitamin D. Nobody's talking about beefing up your immune system. Nobody's talking about the basic stuff. Instead, it's like, hey, I guess Americans never wash their hands, so wash your hands.
Obviously.
And if you're washing your hands as much as they tell you to wash your hands, you're probably going to get it. And again, I'm going to have to refute Bill Nye, who came out and showed his little map. I don't know if you saw it. It's a map of the U.S., and it actually looks like the county maps of Republican Democrats that got elected. And it's like, here's all the ones with the strong mask mandates, and it looked like the blue friggin' counties, right? It pretty much, he goes, if it had strong mask mandates the whole time, flips over a thing, and it's got what looks like the red, but it's black now. And he goes, and this is where everything's getting serious, and everybody's dying, because they're not heeding to it. I'm like, no. I've seen the numbers. Isn't California about to implode, and they've had the strictest crap since day one? Like, literally the fakest, easiest debunked thing I've ever seen in my life. It is so funny.
Well,
I'm like, so you're telling me that the Rockies, which has like five people living there, that's a hot spot? Even if all five wipe out, we're not even going to know. It's not going to be a blip on the radar.
20% of them have it.
It's so ridiculous. But no, I died laughing at that whole thing. It was hilarious. But yeah, it's just like, no, this nothing works. Just get it and die or don't.
Die or don't. It's up to you.
I don't care.
I told Leland the other day the White House security chief. He had his leg amputated because of COVID. God.
His leg?
Man. Yeah.
I bet you know, he had diabetes or something else.
You saw the biggest scare tactic they tried to throw out there, right? Where they're like, hey, men, you may want to get that vaccine because the COVID might cause impotence. It's like, we're a year in and you're like, not? Now it causes impotence?
Well, Pfizer's making the vaccine, so we're okay.
Yeah, but I think impotence would have came out really early because no dude's going to be like, hey, doc, I had this. I'm not going to tell them that my junk doesn't work after I had that disease. They're going to be bitching about that one quick. Like, that would have been the first symptom. Everybody been like, hey, you know that smelling thing? Not a problem. Friggin' impotence. But then again, it's only to the week. We don't need all of y'all.
I don't know. I just saw the headline. I don't know about the truth of it. But the person that got on a plane apparently had it, and he died while on the plane with COVID.
Dude, if that happened, then that plane's still on the tarmac with all those people stuck on it.
Yeah, no kidding. Dude, 2 weeks. Just
I don't know.
There.
Look it up, Wes. It might be bullshit.
Their friggin' reaction to some of this crap blows my friggin' mind. But why am I going there? There's a story I've been wanting to talk about this whole time, and we haven't even... And this one's important. If I can find a damn thing again.
Oh, no.
There it is. All right, so
on page 10.
It made national news, and I was hoping this wouldn't. But you guys, I've heard about the major drug ring busted recently, right? Forget the Hells Angels. Forget the cartel. Forget anything else. Three North Carolina college frats were straight up like major game players in the drug trade and linked to the Mexican cartel. So like, was it Pi Gamma Delta Kappa Sigma and Beta Theta Pi fraternities were drug running?
Like how much?
So could you imagine this turf war between Phi Beta Kappa or whatever the friggin' hell and I don't know the Hell's Angels and then it, like. It's no longer, like, picture these dudes that are showing up the Rumble, right? With their cardigans on.
Like, Revenge of the Nerds versus freaking, you know, MS-13.
Sons of Anarchy versus, yeah, the freaking, I don't know.
What kind of drugs do we have?
Good ones.
Coke, good marijuana, ones. A lot of different pills, opioids, things like that. The only thing they didn't mention was meth.
Oh, okay.
But you're talking fraternities. I think meth is a little lowbrow for them.
Yeah, no, they're not doing math. They're too good for that.
Yeah, but that's just, I'm like, you're going to college and you're like, eh, not just like, hey, I can live with the guy that probably sells a little pot. You know what I mean? Like, he's getting $100 to get food or something later. Like, but straight up drug trafficking through the rich boy network is friggin' hilarious. These are dudes that are just too bored in life.
Dude, it's a Brock Turner defense. Like we said earlier, they figure if they get caught, it doesn't matter. They're rich, white, young, Ivy League, affluent. Good looking. They're going to be okay. Going to be okay.
And if I could find a part of the article, you're right, because the number one guy who got arrested ended up getting, like, what is it, 27 months in prison or something? I'm like, for major drug trafficking involved with the Mexican cartels, 27 months.
That's crazy, dude.
But there's some street punk that sells marijuana that it can fit in his pocket, the amount, and he's going to do, like, 8 years. I mean, granted, it's probably a second or third offense, but it's probably the same freaking offense. But this guy's like trafficking like hard drugs. And they're like, 27 months. We don't want to mess up his GPA.
Did you see the drug bust they're doing in Peru right now?
Mm-mm.
No.
The Peruvian cops are doing drug busts dressed as Santa Claus and elves.
Oh, I did see that. Did you see the video where they beat that dude's ass?
Yes, dude. Because they say that basically no one sees it coming. It lulls them into a false sense of security. They know what's going on. And it literally shows one dude dressed as Santa and dudes is going in there, whooping the crap out of people, pulling guns on them, arresting them. Like, this is not a freaking joke.
And then they high five.
Look up Peruvian Santa.
My favorite
bus.
Part is they're on the one of the videos. Hey, they're on the street corner or whatever, and the bad guy comes to them, and you can see he's like, "Hey, Santa," kind of thing, and the guy's like, "Yeah," and they just pummel him. You got your ass beat by Santa.
All the problems.
How'd you get
can
here?
You imagine Christmas is ruined for them forever?
Christmas ruined because they're going to tell them why they got arrested. Like, who,
I got
who
arrested by
you?
Santa.
Santa and his elf beat my ass.
Can you
talk about being on the naughty list? Jesus.
Is that what they call the warrant? I got you on the naughty list.
That's right, dude. But if anything can bring BLM and people that love cops together, it's this.
Did you just see?
We can, you know.
I want more of this in my life. But I want all my cops to cosplay. And since they work for tax dollars, we get to choose what they do, what they wear. So, I mean, I want to see Batman and Robin show up. I want to see, the Green Hornet and Kato. I want, don't be a white guy and an Asian guy, because I'm Green Hornet and Kato in your ass. That's what you're going to walk out of. You know, I want to see.
Can we have Mexican Zoro?
You know the paddy wagons when the van shows up? I want the Mystery Machine, bro. This chick could be Scooby. I want to see her jump out the back. Dude. Her husband comes out of Shaggy. They start just pummeling the bad guys. Think about that.
How cool would it look if you took an M-Wrap and you painted it to look like the Mystery Machine? Look sweet.
How does that not happen more like on deployments where people are like just really bored and somebody's not paying attention?
They have to have.
Like, how does the CO not come out to get in his Jeep and it's, like, a rainbow color, like, completely rainbowed out?
Oh, that's definitely
or like, Hunter Orange. Just, absolutely. Like, I've had COs, I've paid their vehicles Hunter Orange and be like, yes, sir, go that way. Good luck.
And we'll salute you every time.
Oh, no, no, no,
we
sir.
We just want to give you the respect you deserve.
That's the Japanese flag. It's not a Target. Go ahead, drive your
car. it's not a Target. You're good. You're good. We're just showing the local host nation that we care about you.
I mean, that's the way but really, I mean, I think about cops. Like, I mean, you can have so much fun with that. And people would be entertained. Everybody would love the cops. You know, who doesn't want to see freaking Wonder Woman walking down your street?
You cheer for him, dude.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Ninja Turtles coming in?
Yeah. You'd be stoked. Nobody
pop out of the party van. And
nobody's throwing anything at you. Nobody's cussing you out. Nobody's just randomly shooting you. Like, you're literally like, you're a hero at that point. You roll in like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
First off, the mom and dad can't get angry about you beating up the guy because, I mean, they don't want to offend their kid by going, no, that's not the real Turtles.
That's right.
And the worse cop you are, the dumber the outfit. So when Bozo shows up, somebody get killed.
Dude, someone's like, oh man, I'm going to die. Fred Flintstone just showed up. Oh, dude, he's going to shoot us. We going to die.
Dude, Fred ain't going to shoot you. It's a poor bastard dressed as Barney.
Barney, yeah.
He couldn't even be Fred.
Yo. Dude, is that Dino? They got Dino up in the car? Oh, man, they got Dino.
Don't forget about Bam Bam.
Pebbles, though.
Thundercats, ho! Yeah, Pebbles is that poor dude that's stuck on, like, where he's got to, like attract Johns. He's doing the fake freaking hooker outfit, like Pebbles and Wonder Woman standing in the corner, unshaven legs, mad as hell.
This is not what I signed up for.
He wanted to shave his face. Like, I ain't playing this game. I wear the friggin' wig, but I ain't shaving my damn face.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, can you imagine Care Bears?
Just a bunch of fat cops painting stuff on their freaking guts. Dude, whole new meaning of the Care Bear stare.
I mean, but what's your high grade one? Is that like, I don't know, the Power Rangers? That'd be your high end cops or your detectives or your SWAT team. The SWAT team's got to be the Power Rangers, bro. And Avengers?
No.
Thor going through the door first?
Like Iron Man, Thor, Captain America. Heck yeah, dude.
Well, Thor, those are like the Avengers. Think about it. Thor, he's the guy busting the door open. He's the one.
Yeah.
Wham! You know, and then you're going to send in Iron Man first because hopefully that's real armor.
Right.
But we know it's
got the shield and everything.
With Defund the Police, it's all plastic, so he's screwed.
And the mobile command unit is Voltron.
That's the other thing, too, Dad. New York, I have like the high-end cosplayers. But, like, Podunk out here, like, they're going to be the guys that wear, like, cardboard stuff that they paint themselves.
Dude, they're going to show up and they're going to be like, dude, who are you? I'm the dentist. I'm a doctor. Like, some cosplay. What are you? Like, I'm a policeman. That's your uniform. Somebody's out there like, I'm a fireman. You know, I'm a nurse. I'm sexy nurse.
Matter of fact, all civil servants should have to.
No, dude, the Alabama Police Department, all their costumes will come from Spirit Halloween on the 1st of November. Whatever they got left.
In Alabama?
They're going and buy it at 50%. Yeah, they're going and buy it at 50% off.
They already wear their costumes, and it comes from the back of their closet.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say.
You notice there's not an outbreak in Alabama because they're all wearing masks.
They're all wearing masks. Hey.
Yeah. You
know, Governor Northam hasn't gotten COVID yet, so, I mean...
Yeah, he did.
It wasn't real.
He had it in his wife.
Yeah, mainstream media hoax.
Same thing you say about Trump.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Alabama is part of the 7th Cavalry.
I think it's about that time.
It is, but it was so hard to find a Sally of the Week.
That's why I went generic. But major contender. I'll let Mitch go first.
Oh no, I I don't have like anything significant. Nothing.
I'm serious. At least Mitch, everybody's salary this week. At least Mitch shows up, so he's better than Ben. So, dude, I'm going to go. It's that time of year. It's the most wonderful time of year, listeners. We're sitting here actually 6 days till Christmas. It's crazy. I can't believe how fast my Christmas tree yesterday. I mean, dude, it doesn't feel like Christmas to me. Christmas while deployed is a totally, you know, another thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. Anyways, but this still does affect me because during the month of December, there are, you know, 10 times more packages delivered than any other time of the year, which means 10 times more porch pirates. So my Sally of the Week is all the porch pirates throughout America stealing joy off the doorsteps of their fellow Americans. If you are a listener and you are a porch pirate, stop listening and kill yourself. You're a horrible person. So all the porch pirates stealing joy from children, moms, from dads, from husbands, from wives. It's the most low rent, despicable, well, garbage crime you can commit.
I like your candidate. I really, really do. I just think that we have to do something rebranding. Because I hate to say it, porch pirate still sounds pretty cool in the image in my head. Like, you know, a bunch of dudes hanging off a truck, freaking rolling through with swords in the air and eye patches. Porch pussies?
It's a good image.
We got to come up with something different, man. We got to come up with something that really says what they are.
Dude, it's
porch
it's
thieves.
Such a,
let's keep right, it simple, well, you know?
It's such a, in some ways, it's such a garbage crime, right?
Oh, because it's a complete trash.
Because you're not even stealing, like, dude, like, oh, maybe this is a PlayStation 5. Or maybe it's a handcrafted ornament from your six-year-old niece that means the world to me. But you're just going to throw in the garbage and think it's a piece of crap. You know what I mean? It's not just about stealing those high-dollar items. It's about stealing stuff of sentimental value that someone else put a lot of effort in. Like, dude, not that I'd be happy, I can replace a PlayStation 5 if someone steals it off my porch. I can't replace a painting my brother made me and sent to me. You know what I mean? That's a one of a kind.
I've like one day they're going to steal my VA meds when they said, cause they've mailed them to your house. And like, I just got a box. So I get this huge box. I was like, what the hell? I don't remember ordering anything that big. I open it up. Granted, when I say huge, like it's a big ass box. I'm trying to think of something I can tell you that's like the size. Like I would say 1 by 2 foot friggin', you know, foot deep kind of thing. I don't know. Pretty big box, bigger than that actually. But all it was is one bottle of B12 vitamins and a little bottle of eye drops for the dead eye, and then one of those little boxes of eye drops, like re-wetting drops. Massive box. Something that could fit in an envelope.
Fraud, waste, and abuse.
So I'm just waiting for somebody to grab that and be like, oh, I got something good. B12? A bottle of B12? Not an entire box of B12.
Yeah, exactly.
100 tablets of B12. It's like, come on.
I'm just saying, dude, it's such a garbage thing. It's such a garbage thing, man. Because like I said, dude, you could be – dude, every once in a while I read horror stories about them, you know, stealing like the pictures of their, you know, their dog's last day on earth before they had to put them down. That's what they stole off their porch. You know what I mean? Like, dude, porch pirates, porch thieves, porch pussies, whatever.
Could you imagine the guy who stole the taxidermy dog? Because you know somebody's done it by now.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
When somebody has their pet taxidermied, which I'm sorry, anybody's done that? That's creepy.
Creepy.
You got a weird problem. But you know, somebody stole it. At some point, somebody's taken a box, got home, like, and you know they kept it. You don't just throw away a dog.
Yeah.
All right. So you ready for mine?
Yeah, Wes. Yep.
Mine is Michigan Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel. All right. So we all remember when Trump was elected. We're going to say Merry Christmas again because I guess I wasn't allowed to or couldn't. I don't know. I always say it, so never changed. But
we didn't say it for the 2015 years before that.
Yeah, no, I just but he was going to bring it back. And the reason I say that, not to pick on Trump, but this chick is blaming Trump for her son, who was, the word she used, devastated when an employee at a store wished him Merry Christmas. It devastated his child. You, ma'am, are the Sally for raising what is going to be one of the worst kind of human beings on the planet. If your kid can't handle being told Merry Christmas, you can say Happy Hanukkah to me. You know what I'm going to say back? Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
You could say Merry Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
I'm going to say it back. It's just what I'm going to do. There's no sense of being a dick. Somebody says Merry Christmas. I don't think they're wishing harm on you.
Yeah.
Like, they're not saying anything to be like, ha, you little bastard, Merry Christmas. Now you're a Christian. Walk away. Like, I've never seen anybody immediately saved by being told Merry Christmas or saying it back. You don't have to show up at Mass the next week. You know what I mean? You don't automatically, boom, you're in a pew. Like, it means nothing. Except for the value you put on it. And that's what I've never understood. Like, it's Merry Christmas. You can take it however you want.
Yeah.
Happy Holidays to me, you're just lazy. Pick one. Like, I don't care if you say Merry Easter. I'm going to say Merry Easter back. I don't care if it's freaking December. I don't care.
Merry Arbor Day.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, okay. If you're saying that you're trying to.
I don't know what Arbor Day is.
You're always like, so basically, but the whole point is she blames him because he said it. Like Trump had nothing to do with that.
That is such a leap on so many levels.
How'd she go? Saying happy holidays this time of year does not degenerate Christianity. It simply acknowledges and respects the great diversity of our nation and includes each and every one of us who calls ourselves proud Americans. So what you're saying is I'm only allowed to say Merry Christmas if I know everybody in the room is Christian.
Is a Christian, yeah.
Like, that's not how this works. I accept the diversity of when you say happy Hanukkah, I'm going to say it back because that's embracing diversity. I'm not getting offended because you're different. And have completely different beliefs. I don't. Like, that's what I can't figure out. They're so full of crap.
Believe it or not, we conservatives are not a bunch of dicks.
I am, but it's not because I'm a conservative.
Oh, yeah.
It's because I'm a dick.
It's for other reasons.
Yeah. We're assholes of this because we're vets, and that if we're not assholes, then you get ate up and spit out.
Well, for fun. We do it for fun.
I do it in real life for just my personality as well. You've known me a long time. Right. Have I ever not been an asshole? So you can't come up with it.
Maybe. All right, Mitchell. My Christmas present to Wes will be to let you vote first.
Hey.
Damn.
Leland. I already know where it's going. Merry Christmas, Mitch. I love you.
You know, yeah, I know.
But you know who doesn't? Dana, because I just said that to you. She hates you.
She's Trump.
You know, I'm going to have to pull some little bit of humanity out. I hate that. I'm going to have to go with Wes on this one. Out of common courtesy. I mean, you know, just acknowledging people, I mean, especially this time of the year, regardless of what's going on, you know, people should be nice to others. I'm going to have to go with me being a conservative, you know, Christian. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Wes.
All right.
Sorry, Leland.
Leland, take a brief moment. And look at your phone.
I tell you what, I like your nomination, Wes, on any other day. I just got to say, dude, porch pirates aren't a real problem. They're a widespread problem. You're talking about stealing from young, old, black, white, straight.
They're both good.
Gay. It doesn't matter. They're taking from you. This is affecting all communities.
So you're going with porch pirates, right?
I'm going with porch pirates, man.
So that means I'm the deciding vote. Let me think. I'm going to have to go against humanity, and I'm going to vote for porch pirates, too. Porch pirates, Sally of the Week.
Okay.
So, if any of you
come on, Mitch, I expected a better reaction from me voting against myself whenever you finally voted for me.
Well,
I said enough so you could go off on me. Come on.
If any of you have ever unwrapped, if you've ever unwrapped popcorn on a podcast, we want you to tell us about it, like Mitch just did. You can contact us on Facebook. We're Man Points Podcast. On Twitter, we're at Taco Bell Picasso. Email us at purepodperfection@gmail.com. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Please, guys, tis the season to give. Rate, review, and subscribe. It takes less than 2 minutes. I want you to take however many stars you think we deserve and 5 to them. That's your Christmas present to me. If you really want to help the podcast, there's really nothing better you can do than that. Now, tell a friend. Tell an enemy. Tell someone that would steal a dead dog off of a black transgender gay man's porch. Just tell someone. And now, Red of the Week.
How many you got?
I got one.
Okay, I got three if I wanted to.
Three? Well,
two are pretty lowbrow, but entertainment kind of.
I'm just going to go with my big one. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with my big dick man of the week, Pornhub.
What'd they do?
Absolutely zero reaction. Oh, all right, so I'm sure everyone's seen the memes, the weeping and gnashing of teeth that Pornhub purged 10 million videos from its service. Now there's less for me to jack it to. Well, Pornhub determined, I don't doubt it, that they had a problem essentially with child pornography, underaged amateurs, which is a nice way of saying child porn. Now, took a little bit of prodding from outside organisms, but they went ahead and purged every single video that wasn't from a verified content creator. Not that I'm a big,
You know what that means.
But
I guess Chris is going to cancel his freaking subscription.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, but basically, every single person that just recorded some video from their bedroom and put it up on Pornhub that basically wasn't probably in the Actors Guild, it got taken down because there was apparently a whole lot of kiddie porn on Pornhub, and this was a way for them to get rid of it all. So, I got to say, man, they saw a problem and they got rid of it. They caught a lot of flack for it. And I like the fact that now I it's not so much as also getting rid of it, which is a great thing. I think this is a deterrent to people making child pornography in the future, because now you have to go through, I don't know what it is, but some sort of verification system with Pornhub to get your video on there. So, I mean, this is going to keep children from being trafficked. It's going to keep more of these heinous, horrendous, I don't even want to think about it, videos being made and uploaded there. So I think probably Pornhub's a net negative on the world. I think this was a positive, at least in their own little scheme of things. That's gonna help stuff out. I think it's gonna save children. So I think man of the week, and dude, they cut a lot of crap, man. 10 million videos, it hit their bottom line. So I think they did something
I did see that article.
Had an adverse.
And like you said, there is a lot of videos. Like, I didn't think there's that many videos on any porn site.
Yeah,
much less. I mean,
they said. I mean, it wasn't that they deleted 10 million kiddie porn videos.
No, just videos that weren't registered or whatever. But I'm like, you would think that
every single person,
10 million's got to be a good chunk of your friggin' library. I mean, I really don't know. I'm curious now, like, how many videos they have. Like, if they, like, any company, they can be like, we'll just cut 10 million.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Which, good on them, but especially because it's got to hurt. Yeah, like, it's got to be money.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
They did it at their own disinterest. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones who took in the pockets. Yeah.
They've been taking it in places.
Taking it somewhere else. I wasn't even sure if I wanted to make that joke.
I would have made it be worse. well, I'm going to bring up my first candidate for you real quick. And it's for keeping a political promise, and that's Trump, who this week finally got it passed and has removed restrictions on the flow rate of your shower head. Man, I was getting worried because, I mean, you guys got less than a month left and the shower heads weren't fixed.
He did say he was going to do that.
And I have the article where he legitimately got it back. He got it done.
It's a bureaucratic nightmare, dude, that the president has to do so we can get to take a good shower.
I'm still confused, man. I don't have a problem with my shower heads.
Did you go on page 10 of Google search to get that? Because I never even knew that.
No, I have a subscription. It's because the Virginia Pilot. It's actually in the Pilot.
Yeah, it doesn't affect our state. There's actually a lot of states where this is a big deal, where they limit water consumption, so people are essentially taking showers with their freaking shower head dripping.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Again, get what you vote for, idiots. Unfortunately, those of us that didn't vote for it have to feel the pain, too, sometimes. Now, that was the one I just thought that was funny. Oh, well. Like, that was like, I mean, come on, your campaign promised that. But he succeeded. He AOC'd that bitch and stayed on it. Got it
he
done.
He did what he said he was going to do.
So, my actual, one of my other ones, this one I put in a contender just because I found it to be entertaining because I didn't know about the guy. South Carolina Rep. Joe Cunningham was doing his final House speech. And, you know, and I'm going to just read the quote here, and then I'm going to finish it with why I brought him up for Man of the Week. So he goes, "For the betterment of this country, we have to come together, we have to sit down and listen to each other, and maybe even have a beer. In the spirit of bipartisanship and of cooperation, I raise this glass to my colleagues for both Democrat and Republican," and dude pulled a beer out of his pocket, cracked it open, and drank it on the House floor. So then I researched him. And he was legitimately a serious moderate, like trying to reach across the whole time. He was so frustrated that these assholes won't work with him, like either side. Because he's like, we got to compromise and work bipartisanship. But at the end, to give that speech and then just friggin' crack a beer and slam it, that's a man.
I like
that. In the moment. And I didn't see that on C-SPAN, otherwise I'd have been stoked.
How often are you watching C-SPAN?
About as often as most people watch C-SPAN. Like, how is that even
Mitchell,
still
what
a
do
thing?
You got?
Say again.
You know what that means.
I said, what do you got? I said, what do you got?
Nobody.
All right.
You,
Wes,
Leland?
You have one more? Wes,
I have one more, and what's sad is I could never find the actual father's name. I've been trying to look for it. So, all right, Matt Goodman lost his father 6 years ago when he was 15. Matt's father's last thing he did was leave his son something to open on his 21st birthday, an envelope. It had $10 in it for him to go buy his first beer. And the manliness about it is the fact that a dad, on his last moment, is still living through the hopes, dreams, and memories of every father to have that, like those special moments, and still tried to provide it for his son regardless. So instead of worrying about himself, worrying about anything else, he worried about his son on his 21st birthday having a beer with his old man, basically. And this was this guy, kid's opportunity to have that beer with his old man. So for the dad out there that passed away and freaking still did what he could for his son at the end, that's manly. That's owning your commitments all the way through, even past death. So my man of the week is Matt Goodman's father.
Pulling on my heartstrings with me all having a kid and everything.
And there's nothing like having that first beer with your boy. But you even told us a story about your dad doing it.
Bro, gotta go with Pornhub. They stopped kiddie porn.
They didn't stop. They just stopped streaming it.
Yes. Dude, less people are making kiddie porn because they're not hosting.
That's not a man thing. That's a friggin' just human being thing.
Let's leave it up to Mitchell.
I'm sticking with Matt the dad.
I'm going with Pornhub. Come on. I went to Pornhub Man of the Week.
No.
I've lost Mitch forever. So.
No. I went with you last time, and you went against yourself, so you're an extra Sally. No, I'm gonna have to go with Pornhub. because I mean, that was a big money risk thing for them to do. I mean, that they were going against their bottom line. So good on them. I mean, it definitely did help.
I'll live with you guys. So, Matt's dad, I'm sorry. You've been beat out by a porn streaming service. So Pornhub, man of the week. With that, man up.
And get yourself verified and have your trans dog husband hump the crap out of you and make money off of it.
A little flat.
Yeah, I know.
It'd have been better if we had said man up and you just would have went, burr!
Oh, God, how did I not do that? Oh, dude, I'm embarrassed.
Because that's all you would have done. I would have
that's all. Oh, my God. Doot, doot.